Sandra Kring is the author of 4 critically acclaimed novels published by Random House, each set in Wisconsin, about people who use humor and courage to resolve old family issues.
When I sold my first book back in 2003, if someone had suggested to me that I would be volunteering to do it, to talk about my history, I wouldn't have believed it. I believed at that time I was putting my past behind me.
Her past included growing up in Ladysmith with 3 brothers, a father who was often away from home because of work, and an abusive and violent mother.
She was severely mentally ill. She was extremely violent, and especially towards me. You know, she chased us with knives. She did a lot of horrible things that would probably end up in a Stephen King book.
Kring says the years of abuse scarred her as a young girl.
School meant nothing to me. How do you concentrate in a classroom when you worry if your little brothers will be alive when you get home?
And left her emotionally crippled as a young woman.
By the time I was an adult, I was sleeping, fully clothed, and with my shoes on, glasses on, because I couldn't get rid of that feeling that I might have to run in the night. I also had very low self-esteem. I thought I was too stupid to get a job because I had dumb just literally beaten into me, and I believed that.
Kring married a logger at the age of 17. She raised 3 children as a stay-at-home mom and lacked the confidence to work full-time. But she found a refuge in books and literature, and found salvation in a quote by philosopher and psychologist James Hillman.
The quote was, "To heal the person, we must first heal the story they imagine themselves to be in."
Sandra Kring realized that her beliefs about her own story were holding her back.
I had believed a lot of things that weren't true. In many ways, my story was already like a piece of fiction. I wasn't dumb. I wasn't worthless. I could amount to something.
And Kring, who had always dreamed about being a writer, looked at her own life as if it was an unfinished novel.
There's no other way to say it. I suffered. And yet I looked at my life story and I thought, if I was writing this as a work of fiction, what would I do? What would I have happened to make this a successful story?
Sandra Kring, as the main character in her own story, took a leap of faith and believed she could change the second half of the novel she was living.
I thought, you know, I can rewrite my life. At least the last half of my life, and I decided that one way or another, I was going to make the second half of my life every bit as joyful as the beginning was painful, and that's what I did.
And she hopes by speaking out, she can empower other abuse victims to rewrite the stories of their lives.
They have so much fear, just like I had once. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I don't apologize anymore for the very breath I take, you know, which at one time would have seemed like I should save that for someone else.
Sandra Kring was 48 years old when her first book, Carry Me Home, was published. She has also written and published the Book of Bright Ideas, Thank You for All Things, and How High the Moon, and plans to release a 5th novel early next year. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.